Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of March, recording at 9:40 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Well, it's a quiet day, a day of consolidation, I think, more than anything else. The Asian stock markets were mostly slightly higher. The European stock markets were very quietly mixed. The Americas, we had a good gain on in Brazil, up 1.5%, but the others were very, very quiet. Wall Street ending up with a tiny gain on, incidentally, what is the one-year anniversary of the low for the bear market on Wall Street and in most of the OECD countries. Fuller Money Themes, of course, bottomed nearly 5 months earlier, back in October, sort of back in mid-October 2008. Happy anniversary, cyclical bull, you're still intact. And looking at other markets, the long-dated government bonds were a little bit higher, up half a point here, I notice, on the gilt futures. So that's a tricky short with this quantitative easing still going on. And the U.S. dollar, it looks like it's a little steadier here against the euro, and also against sterling. Sterling's back under 150, just 149.95. But the dollar's softer against the resources producers and the Asian currencies. That's been the story for a while now, for several weeks. Precious metals, they were roiled this morning by some comments from China, which I have discussed. No need to go into that now, but we saw the precious metals sell off, with silver and platinum falling particularly sharply. Gold was down about $12 at one stage, but then regained the whole thing and then just drifted towards the close, currently down 225 at 121.30. The other markets recovered. Silver fell down to 1687, but closed unchanged at 1727. So, quite a volatile day, but firm closes in the precious metals. Now, elsewhere, the industrial metals quiet, a little bit mixed. The agricultural commodities, mostly a little bit easier, although I noticed that coffee was up. Sugar was quite weak. Lumber had a good run up although it's a small limit of $10. And crude oil a little bit lower at 81.41. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as I've described it on so many occasions recently, over the last 4 weeks at least, I'll be very brief on this, but everything that's happened technically looks to be in line with confirming a normal correction. And that's a mean reversion towards the cyclical bull's trend, which is defined by the 200-day moving average. That's what we've seen, and stock markets have moved steadily up from those 200-day moving averages. A minority have gone through to new highs, and that's included the European markets, which benefited more from the euro's weakness than they suffered from the Greek and related stories. So it's good action here overall. There's nothing that's happened in the last 4 weeks in stock markets that has been anything other than bullish for the sector generally. The long-dated government bond yields are not rising to a level where they would cause trouble. They're ranging. The commodity prices are not rising to levels where they would cause great inflationary concerns. They're mostly ranging with an upward bias on the industrial metals, but crucially, crude oil has run into a bit of resistance here up in the low 80s once again. So this is really a very favorable background environment. And there's a bigger story which Owen has written about today, and I want to draw special attention, draw your attention to this terrific report from Erste Group, and it's called their Special Report Oil. But the most interesting thing to read is the section on shale natural gas. And really, this has been described previously as a game changer. We've talked and written a lot about it, particularly Owen. So there's been a great deal of information on the site talking about this incredibly exciting new development where previously vast quantities of natural gas were just locked in these previously impenetrable shale rocks. And the US was the pioneer in the technology in terms of how to extract this. And basically, they drill straight down and then drill horizontally. Then they pump in high pressure water and sludge to just make slight fractures in the rock, and that allows the gas to rise. But this is much more important than the conventional national gas market in terms of supplies. And when it's described as a game changer, that does not appear to be a hyperbole, in the sense that it's really it's a godsend for a global economy that was talking very much about peak oil problems not all that long ago. So this is by far the most important development on the energy scene for, well, I can't think when we've had a more important development on the energy scene. Now, inevitably, if the shale natural gas industry is incredibly bullish and full of potential, and not just for the United States. It's there's shale gas all over the world. Poland has absolutely massive deposits, apparently, and the ranges in Poland extend right on into the Ukraine. That is a huge boon. The Polish find is a huge boon to the European Union, as it looks like Poland will soon be a major exporter of shale gas. And it also means that we will be less often hostages to fortune in terms of Russia's supplies, which they threaten to cut off from time to time, as you probably know. So what in the space of just a few years, and it's only really very recently, I think, that people have begun to appreciate the extent of gas that is available out there, and the importance for this is absolutely massive, in that we have a clean fuel. Inevitably, any fuel offers some pollution, but much less with natural gas than with crude oil, for instance, or let alone coal. So again, this is just such an important development. If you want a bull market story, if you're thinking, well, what about this global economy, which is so weak in the OECD countries? And yes, it is. What happens if U.S. oil imports, for instance, drop considerably, let alone its gas imports? Well, the U.S. is self-sufficient now in gas, and as a consequence of the many uses of gas is less dependent on imported oil. Diesel have a huge effect on GDPs. So I think it's a very, very bullish story, and I don't think that it's reflected fully in the markets by any means. Enough on all that. You can read the report yourself, and but it's a topic that we will be dealing with on a weekly, if not daily, daily basis. The downside is that a number of alternative energy industries are likely to be, if not mothballed, that development will slow right down. And I think that the underperformance that we have seen by uranium and uranium shares is as a direct consequence of the shale gas discoveries. And I think that in terms of some of these very costly subsidized programs of wind farms and so on, don't be surprised if we do see the whole alternative energy sector shaken up somewhat. And importantly, the time lead now should be sufficient so that these alternative sources of energy can be developed at a sensible economic basis, and that we don't have to tax people up to the eyeballs and have massive subsidies to make them viable. Interesting stuff. Okay, what else to mention in here today? The precious metals, choppy, ranging around, say good closes here today. Very much still an upward bias. They're to the left of the rising 200-day moving averages in secular bull markets that are in their 10th year. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see more highs in the next, more new highs, new recovery highs, particularly for platinum and palladium in the next couple of months. The grain and bean complex remains very much range-bound. Crude oil remains range-bound. Other than speculation or some production problem, I can't see why crude oil should really spike up here in the short term, even though demand is rising overall. So again, we're back to that shale gas development that is obviously a headwind for crude oil, just as it is for prices of all other forms of energy. And currencies. Really, the story here is strong resources currencies, strong Asian currencies. The dollar is somewhat mixed, but weakening against the group that I've just described, but weaker still is the euro and also sterling, but both of those are really quite depressed overall. I do not see a case for a significant advance in the US dollar from here, rather the opposite. I think that the US dollar is one of the currencies that needs to come lower, somewhat lower, and almost certainly will come somewhat lower. And the money that had flowed into the dollar when people were reducing their risk exposure is now coming back out, and people are increasing their so-called risk exposure, and rightly so, in my opinion. And that's a wrap for today. All the best to all of you.